Coast to Coast Internet Radio presents.
We are at the beginning of a new age. A new age of awareness, transformation. People are ascending, elevating. Energy levels are rising. We are emerging from the darkened places into the light. Spiritual Awakenings is here to assist you in your evolution, shining a light on your purpose and supporting you in living an authentic life.
Life.
Hosted by Moon Priestess and Drew Pillow.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome. This is Coast to Coast Internet Radio. I am Drew Pillow, and if you listen real closely, you will hear something special. That's the sound of Moon Priestess not being here. But you know what? It is what it is, and she is doing something really special and awesome, and we may even be joined by her later in the show. But do not cry. Fear not, because we still have every intention on putting on a wonderful show tonight. And in fact, this is call it destiny. I don't think this show could be less than wonderful, even with me at the helm. Because, you know, I get a little silly sometimes. But tonight I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to give all my energy and all my what else did I give? I don't have to give anything, just my full attention to tonight's guest. And her name is Tracy Fance, and she is coming to us live from the UK. So you get it, even when you say that, you get kind of an accent, but your accent's nothing like her accent because hers is so cool. But she's calling tonight from a place called Hunbei in the UK. Check that out. Yes. So grab your tea and crumpets. I'm gonna stop playing. But just check out Tracy Fance tonight. This is Coast to Coast Internet Radio. This is Spiritual Awakening. This is the show that features really talented, awesome people who are, you know, who deal with matters that are, I wonder if esoteric is the word. You know, this is why I really like Moon Priestess, because she knows all the correct verbiage. Me, I just call everybody awesome and, like, super talented. It's not your everyday talent either. Like, you know, I know you can juggle Uncle Johnny, but this lady does things that are, like, so amazing. It's, like, jaw-dropping. And so can I stop talking about her and just introduce her? Okay, I will. Thanks for the heads up. Okay, so Tracy Fance is a clairvoyant medium. Now, if you don't know what that is, you're about to find out, because Tracy is actually on the air with us right now. Welcome, Tracy, to the show.
Hi, Drew. Hi, everyone. How you doing?
Whoop, whoop. See, Tracy, you thought my energy level was going to be down, but it's so not, right? And it may have something to do with, you know, with you being the guest, because we had you on the show, you know, previously, and it was such an amazing show that I, you know, everybody that didn't get a chance to catch her the first time, they definitely deserved an opportunity. And we are grateful for you providing us with that opportunity for people to experience you once again. I mean, I know you have, like, a huge following and everything, but, you know, some of these people here in my little circle of listeners, you know, they haven't experienced you. So, hey, let's let them get an opportunity to. So tell us, Tracy, a little bit about you. Like, what is a clairvoyant medium, and how long have you been doing what you do?
Okay. Well, clairvoyants have the ability to see what the future holds. Clairvoyance is clairseeing when you translate it from French. I do get my information in many other ways, but it would be a bit of a long-winded title. And a medium gets messages from lost loved ones who are in spirit, and I combine it all together. So people get a bit of everything, bit of future, bit of contact with loved ones. And I've been doing this for most of my life, but I've in the last 3 years decided I was going to focus solely on this side of me and kind of move away from the other stuff that I was doing. So that's me.
So you're like a you just like you do everything. You do everything, and you've always done this. You just were one of those people that always had the gift, and you knew it.
Well, I always had the gift from when I was a child, but when I was smaller, I had things that happened where I felt like I was having night terrors or nightmares, as we would call them, and I blocked them. I blocked that side of me, but I kept the interest. I mean, even at age 6 or 7, I was reading books on reincarnation, past lives, ghosts, witches, anything that was esoteric. You did use the right word there. Esoteric covers everything that's arcane or spiritual. So I'd always kept that interest. And as I got older, I just thought it would be really so cool to be psychic. And I really wanted to be and didn't feel that I was. But I went to psychic development classes and I unlocked that side of me that I'd suppressed, which is what anyone can do if they want to tap into that side of them. Because not only does it tell you how your gifts work, but it shows you how to work with those gifts. And everybody is different. So, you know, you won't get two people who work exactly the same way or have exactly the same gifts. But we do all have it if you have the commitment to unlock it.
So it takes a commitment. We all have, but we don't all have a commitment. So this is why you have people who are gifted, who seem to be so incredible and amazing and almost like not normal, but it really is normal. We just haven't been, we've been conditioned to think that it's not normal. I mean,
exactly.
Well, that's the way it is here. Is it that same way? Is it like there where you are, or people, you know, do people look at it and just the natural tendency is to just say, oh, that's not real, or no, this is you're an anomaly. How's it viewed over there across the big pond?
Well, pretty much the same. There's still a lot of people that are skeptical or are just flat out not open-minded to anything like this. And there are pockets of people around the world who are still very much in touch with that side of them, like the Native Americans, the Aborigines in Australia, and other groups as well. Whereas we're, like, the Western world is so much behind it, although we're becoming more enlightened. And the thing is with it is that we all as a race used to be so much more intuitive. You know, when we were cavemen and, you know, coming out of that, we would listen to that intuitive. If we felt that something was wrong, we would pay attention, whereas now we're so logic-based. And quite often when I read for the guys, because this is like 99% women that are interested in this, don't ask me why, but there's a much lower percentage of men that are interested in this or who go for readings, although I am seeing that starting to change, which is interesting. But I say to them, you know, people like Alan Sugar, Warren Buffett, people like that, I personally believe that they are psychic and they use their intuition for their business purposes because they make decisions that other people just wouldn't get, even their peers. And it's that gut instinct that you know that this is right or you know that this is wrong. And, you know, that's the same thing that I do. I use my intuition to guide people and tell them what I feel and what I see and what I know. But we've just lost the ability to do that. We just focus too much on the logic.
Okay, which is odd in and of itself. You know, it's odd, but that's a topic for another show. But what I do want to talk about is, okay, people get the gut feelings. Like, I have the gut feeling. I got this feeling that you shouldn't do that. Now, should everyone just go around and say, hey, this is what I feel you should or shouldn't do? I think not. I think that there is some difference between someone just saying, I got a gut feeling, and then somebody of your caliber with a more accurate, you know, sense of understanding what the gut is telling you. And that's something that, can you explain that a little bit?
Well, my feeling on that is that we should all listen to it to check your accuracy, because it's very easy, you know, if you've got to make a decision, your doubts and your fears can cloud it, and it can sound very similar to your intuition. So maybe if you keep a journal, and, you know, it might just be that when you're watching a news item, you think, do you know what, I really think that the best friend did it, or the boyfriend, or the father, or, you know, whatever that message is that your inner self is giving you, write it down. And then when the result comes to light, which it inevitably does, just go back and write a couple of lines on what happened. And if you were wrong, then look at why you were wrong. For instance, a little while ago, there was a girl over here went missing, and unfortunately, she was found dead. Mm. And I was convinced the father had done it. I just kept getting father. And it turned out it was her step-grandfather who'd done it, but at one point he had been dating the mother, so he was her stepfather at one point, and he always said she was the daughter that he never had. So I was right, but when I initially heard the rest of the news report, I was like, oh my God, I was so way off base on that one. And then someone else who'd followed the news more accurately said, no, actually, you were right. You know, so it's a good idea to write it down, because you don't always get all of the facts in one go. It may be that you're talking to your friend who tells you that they've got engaged, and you're like, oh my God, I knew that. How did I know that? I couldn't possibly have. Or you know someone's pregnant before they are, you know. And if you write it down, you've got a better way of tracking when you were right and when you were wrong. And if you were wrong, were you flat out wrong, or did you just misinterpret it? Because that's real difficult too. And eventually you'll get the confidence to trust that instinct, to trust that intuition that's telling you something's not right.
Okay. Now, what I've been told is that with practice and meditation and other mechanisms, techniques, we learn to kind of quell the ego voice or the thoughts. Mm-hmm. And move them, quiet them, so that we can hear the intuition. Because with a noisy mm-hmm. head, the intuition is just another, it's like an instrument in a band. It's hard to pinpoint it and distinguish what's what. Does that sound accurate, or is that just something I made up? Because I do that.
No, that was probably your intuition telling you, because that is exactly right. And it's so hard. We are so busy as people that it's really difficult to shut off. And I have to be honest, I struggle with meditation. I'm not a naturally good person at it, and I do have to try really hard. So I try and set some time aside every day. And it's interesting what you discover from doing meditation. The first thing that I do now is I start to time myself, because we lose all sense of time, and I can easily do 15 minutes of meditation, and I'm really surprised that I've managed to sit there for 15 minutes. You know, it's like, wow, where did that go? Also, I'm like you. I find it very difficult to clear my mind. And actually, I've been told time and time again recently that what we need to do is allow those thoughts to cross your mind, like, oh my goodness, I need milk, or oh darn, I didn't ring work on this, that, or the other, whatever the chatter is. And eventually, you'll run out of chatter. And then that's when you'll be able to really get into the meditation. And I've done a couple of meditations recently which have been absolutely mind-blowing, which has made it even harder for me, because the rest all feel really dull and wrong by comparison. So I found meditation a bit of a double-edged sword, but it's making me focus, it's making me work, because when I've had stuff from it, it has been mind-blowing. It's been really fantastic, or as you guys would say, awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, we usually use that word in conjunction with my name because it fits so well. So, and I totally agree with what you just said. I mean, of course, because you are the authority in this conversation, but also because I've heard it before. It's like when we resist the thoughts, we keep them there as opposed to just letting them go and flow away. They flow in and then they flow out. And then eventually there's nothing but the real message that we're trying to hear, or that we're meant to hear. So there's so much to this. And I'm really grateful that there are people like you who care and are helpful and good people that just give us hints and pointers and tips on how to develop ourselves, versus someone who's really good and says, no, I can't tell you. but I can, if for $5, I'll do something for you. You know, it's like, this is it's really wonderful that you are willing to share your talents and your information with people like me. I appreciate you. I had an opportunity, before you say that, I want to just say, I had an opportunity to talk to Tracy off air, and Tracy is wonderful. I mean, really, like, two thumbs up. I would give her three if I had another one. She is a wonderful, beautiful person. I really, really appreciate you. Just want to say that.
Thank you.
Oh,
you say the nicest things.
I know. You'd think I was the host of a show or something. Anyway, so one thing that I did, I took the liberty of kind of spreading the word, and people kind of got a little buzz going, like, can I call in? Can I ask questions? Can I, you know? And it's like, because I think that's what a lot of skeptics do, is they want to be convinced. I know I did, and I was, and you thoroughly convinced me. And I said, you can call in and we'll see how Tracy's feeling. So, for people that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, I want to thank you for being here right now. Yes. And I want to thank you for being here. Thank you. And, appreciate you. And everybody that's tuned in on Facebook, a big hearty thank you to you also. Okay. That's enough clapping. Thank you for the clapping. Yeah, people, if you're listening on Facebook, you know you're the bomb. I want to thank you also. And I'm going to invite you to use your mobile device and dial these 7, 8, 9, 10 digits, right? Check this out, 424-258-9300, 424-258-9300. Call in, ask questions, make comments, you know, whatever you feel. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio, we're going to open up a chat room. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/whatever this particular URL is, I think it's, oh my God, it's so long. Just go to Drew Pillow Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Drew Pillow Radio, and then you can find tonight's show. And you can chat it up with us. If you're scared to talk out loud, you can just chat. Okay, so I have a caller that is already in queue. She was here when the show started, and she has courage, and she's calling from somewhere in the U.S. I don't know where, but if you are ready, I'm going to bring her on and see what she has to say to Tracy Vance.
Okay.
Sometimes I want to call you Tracy Fancy Pants. Anybody ever call you that?
Yes. All the time at school.
What? See, we, yeah, in another life, we might have went to school together. Who knows?
But you never know.
Yeah, this person here, I'm pretty sure we didn't go to school together, but she is from the 870 area code. Her name is Amy. Amy, where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Arkansas.
Arkansas! Whoop, whoop.
Down south.
Never been there, but it's got to be a wonderful place if you're there. So you're on right now with Tracy Vance, and go ahead. Just make your comment,
Hi,
ask your
Tracy.
Question.
Hi, Amy.
I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
It's going to probably sound like a strange question, but am I ever going to get control over these panic attacks?
I feel as though you will. Something has changed around you recently where it feels like you've just had enough and you've reached that point of, okay, darn it, I am going to sort this. I am not letting this happen anymore. So I don't know whether it's just been so long that you've gotten to the point where it's getting on your nerves or whether something has actually happened that's made you feel like that. But I feel as though there's been a change in your attitude. Would you understand that?
Mm-hmm, totally. 10 years.
And,
10 long years.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. I would say if you haven't already tried it, your first stop would be hypnotherapy. Have you tried that?
No, but I did just order one of Dr. Brian Weiss's regression CD. Because
oh, he's
here in
awesome.
Arkansas. I know, right? I love his books.
Me too.
But there's nobody here in Arkansas. I've tried to find a hypnotherapist that would be interested in past life regression, and that's a no-go here.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things you can do there. It may or may not be past life regression that you need. It may be something from this life. I'm happy to do hypnotherapy via Skype if you can't find anybody, but face-to-face is always going to be far more beneficial. But if you don't mind traveling a little ways and finding someone maybe out of Arkansas, and I've had a very good cure rate for friends and family and clients who've had anxiety problems, panic attacks, things like that, and it is quite an easy one to alleviate. But if it is past life, it may just be that you need to undo whatever triggered it in this life and reinforce that behavior pattern. Do you know where it came from?
Well, it was after my first son. I was actually doing some past life work on my own through meditation about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I had a flashback of a very horrible, horrible life. And I've basically had them ever since.
Okay. So
and
it
I think
may
I
well
was
be...
dabbling in something that I should have just left well enough alone. I don't know.
You could use the meditation again and go back and open that door again, because it may be that your subconscious mind went, hang on a minute, am I ready for this? What am I going to see?
Mm-hmm.
And so you clamped the door down. And now that you're older and wiser and you've had enough of this situation, you may well feel more amenable to going back there. Sometimes when I read for people, I will pick up a past life for them, but it's only when they're ready to know and it is the right time for them to know, so I don't get it every time. Would you know anything about how you passed in that life? Because I feel as though you passed from a heart condition or a heart attack.
Not exactly. The one that I seen was I was actually being strangled from behind with, like, some sort of cord or something. My name was
okay.
Amelia, which is interesting because it's a form of Amy, and that's my name now. So...
Okay, well, that would explain the breathing difficulties and the pain in the chest that I'm getting. Okay, because to me it feels like the heart going, but, you know, it would feel very similar because your chest is getting ready to explode, so to speak.
And I suffer from low blood pressure in this life also.
Right, okay. I would say if you can find someone to do a lead meditation with, because then you don't feel so scary on your own and, you know, you're getting responses to what they're giving you, like a lead meditation. Failing that, just, you know, find a hypnotherapist that can work with you locally or over Skype, and, you know, you should still get some results from that. Hypnotherapy for me would be the first port of call. That's another one of my qualifications, and I've seen a lot of successes. But I think really... It's going to be the one that covers the two spectrums, the spiritual and the mundane, the real world that we live in. Whereas if you went for counseling, unless they believe in that, they're just going to look for a reason in this life.
Yeah, I do go to counseling, or I finally started going to counseling because I did get fed up, and I'm actually trying medication. I don't even like saying that because I hate the way it makes me feel, but I've had enough. I can't even drive out of town on my own now, and I want to go back to school, so I have to do something.
The first step for you has been that you've had enough, you know, and it's like being in a bad relationship or being in a job that you hate. You just reach that point where you're like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. Same with smoking, weight loss, whatever it is. The second you come to that conclusion that you don't want to do this anymore, it means you're ready to be healed, okay? But if the alcoholic or the smoker doesn't admit they've got a problem, they're never going to heal themselves because they don't want to be healed yet. So you've already achieved the first major step.
Love it. I sense that. I can see that what Tracy's saying, because when you listen, Amy is already talking about, you know, pursuing avenues. I think you said you bought the book or the DVD, and you're already like into the solution. Yeah, so you're already taking the action that a person who's had enough does. You know, like me, I'm going to find another light so I can smoke another cigarette because I'm just not ready yet. And so we appreciate you, Amy. Appreciate
you.
I want to take this opportunity. Thank you so much, Amy. Let me get the clap going. There it is. I want to mention that Tracy's fans, she has a website. You know, she doesn't just come to my show and this is how she lives. She actually has a website, email, everything, and this is her information. It's www.tracyfans.co.uk. There's also a phone number and an email, tracyfans@tracyfans.co.uk. But all this is on the show page, blogtalkradio.com/DrewPillaRadio. You can see a picture of her, and you can see all her information and everything. So get there and make sure you get Tracy's information. And, of course, I will be repeating this throughout the show. So, because we do have bunches and bunches of people, I want to kind of keep it rolling. And I really appreciate that reading, Tracy, because you know what? I know someone that's just like that, and I know she's listening. And I hope that that was like almost a two-for-one, because I hope that she got what she needed out of that, because she is that same way.
I tend to find that readings, when it's in a public forum, like if I'm working in the churches doing what we would call platform work, the messages are more often for more than one person in the congregation, plus sometimes they're for me as well. And when I read on a one-to-one basis, if the same theme keeps coming up with my clients, more often than not, there's a message in there for me as well. So readings are never just for one person. They're always for more. So if anyone listening can get something from that message and any other messages later on, then take it and hold it as yours.
Yep. And it's beautiful that you're open enough to realize or to recognize that some of the messages may be for you. Sometimes the ego will say, I'm the messenger, and I'm not the messenger, you know, and we miss something. I have another caller who is ready.
Okay. Super.
Okay, caller is from an area code 843. And I want to, before I bring on the caller, I want to say that if you are listening live on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook, call with your mobile device, 424-258-9300. I'm talking fast because I'm excited. Now, when you call, I won't magically know that you want to talk, because some people just want to listen, but some want to talk. Now, here's how I can tell, not through my intuition, but because you're going to push the number one on your phone, and through the magic of modern technology, it's going to show up on my switchboard, and it's going to say, hey, this person wants to talk. So call in, 424-258-9300, press the number one, and you have a shot at getting on the air with Tracy Fans and me. Isn't that like a bonus? Okay, I know it is. So 843, you are on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
How you doing, Tracy? This is Arthur. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Arthur.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing this evening?
Groovy.
Great, thank you. How can I help?
This is my first time calling in to your show, Drew, and Trace. I just wanted to tell y'all, you know, I love shows like this to help people with answers to find in themselves, and so I want to tell you to keep up the great job that y'all are doing.
Oh, thank you.
Arthur, you are the bomb. Yeah. So what's your question?
Got one question. Me and my queen, we're in the process of moving. And it seems like when, you know, when one thing happened good for you, like other things come in to try to block you from going forward and going to a new place of life. And my question to you, Drew and Stacia, is how do you get to the point of letting go of all of the, sometimes the baggage and the regrets and the thing that you did from the heart and didn't, you know, thing you did from the heart from people and you didn't receive it back sometimes? And how do you let go of those things, and even when you can't see a way, and to press forward to the thing that is new and that is great for you, that even sometimes you can't even see it because you're so clouded by so many other past thoughts and, you know, situations that really cause you to give up or give in? So how do you let go of those stuff and grab hold on to what's new and exciting for you?
Well, it's not easy, so, you know, I can see why you're struggling.
Yes.
It's very difficult when you do things for other people from the goodness of your heart in an altruistic way, and then they don't get it or they throw it back in your face, and that really hurts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all that you can do is know that you have acted from pure intention. If they haven't taken it that way, then that is probably down to their behavioral learning. For instance, I did a favor for a lady recently, and I got it thrown back in my face, and I was really upset, especially as I hadn't even charged the lady. I'd done it, and it taken quite a bit of time. And the lady said to me, oh, well, you know, I've been stabbed in the back so many times, I thought that's what you were doing to me. So she judged me from her previous treatment at the hands of other people. And it's the same with us. We do something and we don't understand why people take it the wrong way, but we don't understand their life curve. We don't understand how they've been conditioned. So sometimes, you know, you just have to try and accept that there's reasons why they haven't taken it in the spirit it was meant. And with the baggage, all that you can do is look back at the things you've done or not done. Don't beat yourself up. Don't use hindsight, because that's a fantastic tool, but it's actually useless. And, you know, I'm a big believer that everything we go through, we really do go through for a reason. Some of the cliches are actually really, really true. And when you look back, they are the things that have shaped you. They are the things that have made you who you are. And, you know, when you look back and see what they've brought to you in the bigger picture, sometimes it's easier to put them in perspective. You know, years ago, my parents divorced and I ended up in Kent, which is where I now live. And I have everything that I have because my parents divorced and we all went different directions. Whereas if I'd have stayed with them where I lived in a different part of the UK, I wouldn't have what I have now. I wouldn't have met the people that I do. I wouldn't have had the experiences. And there's been pain in there as well as joy. But that pain has made me a better, stronger person, and I can use that to help other people. But I've gotten rid of the bitterness and the hurt that went with it, and now I just take the bigger picture. Okay?
Right.
I'm not being given everything that you've been through, but I do feel that there's a lot of pain and bitterness with you that you haven't been able to let go yet. Would you understand that?
Yeah, definitely.
And what I feel with you is that the reason the move seems to have been a bit two steps forward and one step back is that you've still got one foot in the past, but the other foot's trying to go into the future, okay?
Yes.
Who's the person that's attached to the property that you want to leave? Is this your wife?
Yeah, this is my queen, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's a few different things that you can do to sever those ties, especially if it's been like the big family house for ages and there's lots of memories there. You can do a visualization where you cut the emotional cords that bind you to that property. And also you can visualize in your head seeing yourself packed and moving to this new fabulous property where life is going to be great. Focus on all the positives, and that will help you to release the ties as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we're doing. We really packed. We just, you know, I'm planning to leave this Friday or Saturday, actually, or before that, this week. But it's just that, you know, trying to get out of that negative and, you know, like you said, Tracy, all of the hurt that, you know, we helped family with and a lot of things that she had went through with her family, and just trying to, you know, money, financial situations, and we got everything set, but we're just trying to get some other things to really get out of here this week. And it just, you know, trying to lift her spirits up and try to let her know that greatness is coming, where we're about to move to, and new experiences, new people, and that's what I call for. And I know I really appreciate what you're saying, so I'm just trying to see what I can do to help her see that also, and to be really positive of where the new direction we're going to. So,
And you know, I see this as a new beginning for you. I don't see it as just an ending of an era. It's a new, better one that's beginning, and that's the whole reason you're doing it.
Wow.
That's awesome confirmation.
It's just a need to not analyze it so much and not think, you know, are we doing the right thing? Should we not be doing this? You know, there's too much thought, and actually your gut instinct, your intuition is saying, yeah, this is the right thing, but your logic and your emotions are going, yeah, but.
Gotcha.
I want to say, I'm going to say author, number one. I commend you for calling in. It takes a lot of courage. A lot of people want to do it, but they're so caught up in the fear and the skepticism, whatever.
Right.
But you took the step, and I guess when we start taking action, you know, that's when things can get better for us. I love what you said, Tracy, 100%. I have found that although I want so much to be understood and I – you know, but I found that, you know what, I benefit more when I try to be understanding. So, and you
mm-hmm.
talked about that understanding that, you know, people come from a certain curve that makes them who they are. So the more we understand them, the better we can communicate with them, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what I heard a little bit. Oh, so thank you, author. Thank you, author.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate you calling in. Where are you calling from?
Oh, South Carolina. Beaufort, South Carolina.
Oh, that's right, South Carolina. Hey, everybody in South Carolina, you are the bomb.
Aww.
Thank you, George Tracy. I appreciate it.
All right.
And good luck with the move.
Yeah. So you're not only a clairvoyant medium, you're also a just an all-around wise person. Wise person, indeed. I'm looking at the switchboard, and I see callers, callers, callers. I tell people that I know, like, that I see every day, and I want to get one from my local neck of the woods. So I want to grab somebody from the 937. Let's see. 937 from Drewville, who this is, and what's your name? Where are you calling from? 937-532.
It's Hillary Trinidad from
Hillary. Xenia, nobody ever heard of that place. Hillary
it's
Trinidad
Ohio.
From Xenia. Wow, cool beans, Hilly Beans. So Hilly Beans, you're on with Tracy Fance, and you may have a question, you may have a comment. You might want to read her. I don't know.
No, I don't think I can do that. No, I just have a quick question. There's been a lot of chaos going on in my life in the last, like, month. And I just want to know if you see anything that will come to light in, like, the next, I don't know, couple weeks or so, anything that I'm going to find out and kind of just calm everything down. Is there anything that you could tell me?
Okay. Now, I feel as though there's someone around you that's actually created this chaos. I don't feel as though it's come from you specifically. So would you be aware who that person is that kind of stirred things up and made everything so chaotic?
It's Drew Pillow.
Yeah.
Hey, Hillary's
okay.
a friend of mine, and we love each other so much that we stay antagonizing each other. I'm an antagonist. I agree. I admit it. Beat me. I'm sorry. Right, Hilly?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it me? Okay, it is. I admit it. So go ahead.
So, you know, it feels as though Drew has, like created that chaos. So a little bit like when the tornadoes come, you need to get away from the eye of the storm. So you need to take back your authority and make your life how you want it and not allow his energy to throw you into a tailspin. Okay, it's okay to have him in your life and stuff like that, don't get me wrong, but
right.
I feel as though you've got to finish adjusting, because I'm being given changes in you as a person. It feels like you're acting very differently to how you used to act, so it's almost
very
as though
so.
It's like you're still finding out who the new you is, and that's part of the chaos as well, so it's all connected.
Okay.
But I feel as though you're taking back that charge over the next couple of weeks, and
yes.
I feel as though you'll feel happier when you feel more centered.
That's definitely how I've been feeling, and definitely exactly like you pinpointed it.
Yeah, you did,
because
you said, like, the tornado, and that is what this town is known for, because it's not known for anything else. It's like, this is tornado town. So when you said that, it was like, oh, spooky. And she's in control, because I caught it through the grapevine, and she bought a gun recently. So I think that things are going to get better between us.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you did? Okay, well,
it just feels to me as though there's a lot of hindsight going on here, and for some reason your tornado effect is making this young lady, is it Hillary, look back at things and look at things differently. And I'm getting a kind of regret or a sense of hindsight here, okay?
Yeah.
So don't spend too much time looking backwards. Sometimes we need the chaos to stir things up. It's like when you make a poached egg and you just want to put the egg straight in the water. The chef swirls the water so the egg stays together. Otherwise, it all flies apart with the centrifugal force. So it's the same here. You've got to hold yourself together and allow that chaos to calm down, and then the new you will step from that, okay?
Okay.
I love that.
But I also feel as though there's going to be a deepening of friendships and relationships around you as a result. So this new improved you is actually going to be the person that you were meant to be. It's like you've been an imitation of the person that you should have been. So do you feel more alive and more connected and vibrant than you did?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, and, you know, I feel as though I want a moving forward in a relationship with you, but I feel as though I'm with a romantic relationship here. So have you always had your barriers up in the past?
Yes.
Because I feel as though they're coming down bit by bit, but on your terms, and I feel as though that's going to make you a lot happier with where you're at and enjoy yourself more than you have been. So it does feel as though all the changes that are coming in around you are going to have pretty cool ramifications. And I feel as though I want life being more balanced very, very soon. I don't feel as though it's going to be too chaotic for too much longer. And I feel as though you've had a lot of hardships behind you. So life hasn't been the easiest for you, has it?
No, I
still
haven't.
But I feel as though also what's happening is, and I don't know if this is Drew's effect or it's a byplay, but I feel as though I want you looking at your goals and your plans and kind of going, do you know what, I've done everything I can with that life and I'm ready to move on and have new goals and new plans and new directions. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
So it feels to me as though, again, this was a necessary catalyst to get you to move on. Otherwise, you'd have stuck with the devil you knew, and it really was time to move on.
Yeah.
I want to jump in and say that because I know Hilly, this is so on. This is so on point. If she said it's not, I would find her and I would tickle her feet because this is so right on target. This is. There's a lot of looking back, the hindsight piece. And we always talk, and it is a tornado effect between us. And I think that it is healthy, even though it is kind of stressful. But I think it does stir things up and create like a point of just, you know, readiness to move forward. And definitely Haley is such a beautiful, awesome person. And I'm so encouraged by your reading, you know, especially the part about love, romantic things like that. I'm so happy for you, Haley.
Thank you very much.
That's okay. I really hope it helps. Just know that it's necessary. It's cathartic. It's a little bit like Dorothy with the tornado. She fetched up home afterwards, and everyone lived happily ever after. Okay, so you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Like, you were right on about a lot of stuff that like happened just within like the last 2 weeks, and things that you said was right on. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for the feedback, hon.
Okay, that's Hilly Beans from Xenia, Ohio, Tornado Town, in the tornado. what ironic symbolism, Hilly Beans. Let's give her an applause. Let's not. Ha ha! I gotta always pick at you, Hilly. Don't you love me? Anyway, we have a caller. You know, Tracy, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was jealous because I really want to be you right now. I want to read people. I want to give people hope. But you know what? I can't read people, but I always try to give people hope. So you are such an encouraging person, and I'm smiling and I'm happy for the people. So you're giving me hope. I'm just like catching the residuals of all this love and this good energy because you're giving people encouragement to make changes and be empowered. So I love you.
Oh, thanks.
I have a quick question. This might take like all your powers, but this is a tough question. Is Hillary gonna ever pay me back that $8 she owes me? Well, don't worry about it, because I'll find out for myself next week. Right, that was a joke. Hillary, don't kill me when you see me. We have a caller from the 313. I'm not sure, but I would assume that that is Detroit, United States. Is that 313-651?
Yep, what's going on? What's going on? That's where it is.
Detroit Sam on deck. Sam, what's up? Welcome to the show. You got Tracy Fans. You got her ear for a few minutes. Make the most of it.
Hi, first Sam. Up, how you doing?
I'm all right. How about you guys this evening?
Absolutely great. Thank you. Well, how can I help you?
I would like to get a reading from you. Without saying much, you know,
okay.
And then I'll go from the reading, you know?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
So, yep, you want me to go in with a general reading rather than you give me a broad stroke of what you want to look at, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to give you a broad stroke. I want you to listen to my voice, even though I have some nasal congestion right now.
Okay.
And go from there.
Okay. Right.
I have good energy. I have a good energy going. I don't know if you can feel it, or
okay.
I don't know if that energy is good, or maybe
it definitely feels good.
It could be negative, but it is an energy. It is a force beneath my feet, and so I'm giving you a little bit of a intro. So
okay, I don't feel any negativity around you. So you know your energy feels pretty cool to me. What I do get with you is a gentleman connected to dad's side of the family who passed with a throat condition, and it went down into the chest and the lungs. And I feel as though he had quite a slow illness, okay? But this gentleman's telling me that he's just fine now and he's with your loved ones and he doesn't have the breathing and the speaking problems that he had, okay? So would you know who this gentleman was?
I would say the exact conditions aren't there, but the way of death was definitely pretty close.
Okay. Would you understand why he's drawing me to the throat area? Because he's making me feel like there was an issue like speaking or an issue saying what he needed to, but there's something around the throat area with him.
Maybe not so much with him, maybe with me.
Okay, that's fine. As long as it makes sense to you, that's the main thing. Now, what I'm being told with you is that there's been a lot going on. There's still a lot going on with you, and I feel as though it feels like life just hasn't been able to come into balance. It feels like you're constantly up against it. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, and what I feel here is that there's been some kind of, not so much a karmic debt, but a life purpose that you've been dealing with, and it's not been moving forward very fast, or it's not been moving at all, but I feel as though, again, with something there, something has changed, because I feel as though I want you moving on symbolically. So have you started to notice things getting better or easing up a bit?
It just
feels as though things have changed, not enough, not dramatically with you, but I feel as though you have started to leave that particular life purpose behind. So finally things are shifting. Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. You tell me when you're done, and then I will go in, so I will stop interjecting.
Okay, so does that information about the past make sense for you?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, let's have a little look at the now then. So what I'm seeing around you is that there's a need for you to reach out to somebody that you're very connected to emotionally. So I feel as though this is a partner or a spouse, but I feel as though you are someone who tends to be a little bit distant emotionally. It's like there's this fear of committing and being what you want and giving what you really want to. In your heart, you know what it is you need to do and how you need to be, but putting it into action seems to be the issue. Would you understand that?
Yep. You're getting there.
Okay. What I feel here is that, a little bit like the caller earlier on, you're reaching the end of your tether with that particular situation, and I feel as though you're wanting to become more in charge, more authoritative, and I feel as though when you're looking back, you're looking at things and wanting them to have been different. You're wanting to go back and change things. And actually, you know, again, let that go. Focus on the fact that you can still make the changes that you need, but you just can't go back and do them. But I feel as though you're also in the process of coming to a new understanding of who you are, and that new relationship with yourself is going to have positive impacts in that relationship. Again, they're not showing me what it is that's changed your understanding of yourself, but I feel as though that there's been a couple of events close together that have made you just go, right, I've got to make a difference here now. Would you understand that?
Yeah. Everything that you are saying, it seems to be the latter and not the former. So you start off, but then you start off a little cold, but then as you go, you get warmer and warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And the last things that you say are very prevalent.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
hey, I'm not a psychic, but you know what I'm sensing? I'm sensing that Sam from Detroit is almost as skeptical as Drew from Ohio, but see, Sam, this is the difference. It's like, I met Tracy, and I said, Tracy, here's the question. Straight-out question. Tracy gave me the answer. I was like, I'm done. I'm convinced. That's it. You know, and do it. Just ask a straight question. Say, Tracy, what about this? And then when she's done, you can pick your wig up off the floor, and you can have a seat in the audience, and you can sit in the crowd of people saying, damn! Tracy is bad, man. I'm telling you. Now, I'm just saying that's just my experience. I'm not easy to convince, but I'm a believer when it comes to Tracy because I've seen her do it time and time again. And I feel that you're almost like slowly getting it, you know, the doubt peeled away. But I just encourage you, just like, come on out with me. Drop the bomb.
Well, there's always, always doubt and skepticism about certain things. You know, I wouldn't call it an apprehension. I just call it just the doubt of not knowing. So I guess I wanna piggyback off of your reading, right? Which
mm-hmm.
was the changes that I'm going
mm-hmm.
through. Okay.
Yeah.
The spiritual changes I have not had to make because spiritually, I think I was born under the correct moon or the correct sign for me to be just a spiritual being. I think the physical part is what is getting to me, and I think
mm-hmm.
that I have not lived up to the potential of the spiritual being that I am based on physical things,
mm-hmm.
and those things have started to cause me to internally self-destruct, meaning
mm-hmm.
I've been going through some issues with my heart lately,
mm-hmm.
and my heart, I'm very spiritual, you know, and I'm
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say I'm super sensitive, but I would say that I am very emotional, okay, and my heart doesn't lead me wrong, okay, and I just want to know if the changes that I am making physically because of the evolution that I'm going through, are they going to put me where I need to be spiritually in a whole place? I don't know if that's a little broad, but I guess
no.
I want...
No, that's fine. Okay. Now, the thing is, there is absolutely nothing wrong with being skeptical. I am skeptical when I go for a reading. I don't just walk in and, you know, assume that every reader I ever have a reading with is going to be bang on the money and they're going to be good. You know, you have to go with what resonates for you. So always go in skeptical but open-minded. And, you know, you can't assume that every reader is going to get everything spot on. You have to go with what feels right in your heart or in your gut. Okay, so you're not wrong to be the way you are. Now, what I feel with you is that you're having a bit of a rebirth. It's almost like you're being born again right now. And I feel as though this is your time to plan what you want from your life and to move forwards with it. Because until you allow those changes to happen, you're going to feel blocked, which is what's been happening up until now.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay, you got it. You got it. I mean, hey, Drew.
Did she get you?
I don't know if words can sometimes put things into the correct content, but the block, you know, that's what I'm going through with my heart, blockages, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting stents put in. I have one already put in, and I'm on deck to get another one put in, okay? So I have no heart disease. I don't have tissue or muscle damage to my heart. I just have blocks, you know. I think that this symbolism of what is physically happening to me, you know, is to let me know that, you know, get these blocks cleared up. You know, you are already making strides towards your evolution. But it couldn't have happened before now. It's what the word says, evolution. You know, I had to evolve to this. I could not have did this 5 years ago or 10 years ago or maybe even 2 years ago, you know. I had to evolve to the point that I am now, you know, and I made some physical changes on the outer being, okay? The outer Sam has made some physical changes, but I needed to go further, and I needed to get a push. And the blocks in my heart is the push that I see myself needing to just evolve into this whole spiritual being, not just a human being, but just a spiritual being, you know?
Mm. Well, you know, there's a really great book by a lady called Deb Shapiro, and I'm fairly certain it's called Your Body Speaks Your Mind, okay? Now, it's very similar to the Louise Hay one, which talks about our physicality representing what's going on a mind level or an emotional level. And I would be intrigued to see what she says about blocked arteries. And I would say that you probably block yourself emotionally. You don't allow yourself to just allow your emotions to flow. Would you agree with that?
No, I would say that I allow my emotions to flow too much, that I use that as I wouldn't say a cop out, but a scapegoat. You know, if I don't emotionally feel it, you know, I don't think that I take it seriously, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as my emotions or holding back from people or just letting things pass through me like crystal, you know, I really consider myself crystal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Things pass through me. I don't hold them in, you know. If I have knowledge, I share it. It everything passes right through me, you know. And
that's like me when I go to the bar. I'm just kidding. But I want to seize the moment, and I want to say that, you know, there aren't always words aren't always necessary, Sam. The tone and the obvious excitement that was exhibited when Tracy hit it and she hit the bullseye, and it goes without saying that, you know, we have a semi believer, and that's cool. I mean, that's really an accomplishment, especially when you come from, you know, not some people are eager to believe, and then some people you got to convince them. And I think we did a good job of convincing Sam. At this point, we're at the top of the hour, and I do need to intervene and go to a commercial. Otherwise, my sponsors will not be happy with me. So hold on, we're going to drop a couple commercials, and we'll be back with Tracy Fans, Clairvoyant Medium. You don't know what that is? You must have missed the whole first hour. Check me out.
Moon Priestess. Intuitive Sidereal Astrologer. Spiritual Mentor. Esoteric Teacher. High Priestess of the Moon. And a Daughter of Oshu. Finding you with your higher self to assist you in living a more authentic life. Moon Priestess. Dedicated to providing you valuable life-transforming insights in most areas of your life. From love, sexuality,
we're back.
Beauty, health, and so much more. Moonchilddivinetemple.com. Moon Priestess.
Yeah, oh, check that commercial out. That was so good. I really like that. But we also have another commercial. Check this out. This one's shorter, and we'll be back with Tracy Fance.
Feel like a prisoner in your own body? Like your life keeps rolling into dead ends?
Yeah.
Not a crystal. Mystic. Energy guide. Intuitive. Helps you discover the keys within yourself to set you free.
So
encouraging. Facilitating. Guiding. Directing. Illuminating. Not a crystal. Services available for you. Notacrystal.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drew Pillow recommended.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, we're back. We are back. Those are commercials that are for people that I really like. I like them. I check them out. You should check them out too. And additionally, since we're talking about checking people out, I want you to visit blogtalkradio.com/DrewPillowRadio. It's a lot. It's a mouthful, but I'm talented like that. And you can check out a little bit about Tracy Fance, including information about her website, her email. I'm trying to have some blockage on my screen. I'm going to refresh so I can give you that information. And then we'll be back. Now, so far in the first hour, we have talked to people. People are walking away. I almost feel like we're at a revival. People coming in sick and lame and limping and discouraged, and they're walking away with the newfound hope. Oh, my goodness. Hospitals should do this kind of stuff, right?
They should.
Tracy, you talked about doing this at churches, really? And
yeah.
I was thinking, here, it seems like churches would be the last place that supported or endorsed what you do. It must be very much different where you are over in the UK.
Do you not have spiritual churches in the States?
Yeah, all the churches seem to present themselves as being spiritual, but, they might throw you in a category of being a witch.
Well, that's a big difference, all religions claim to be spiritual, but in the UK we have churches that are spiritualist churches, and you specifically go there for evenings of clairvoyance and services where a medium will give messages to people or talk about things to do with the spiritualist belief and life after death and things like that. So do you not have churches in the States that do that?
I guess I just haven't experimented enough. But I will be open-minded to the concept now, and I will definitely ask some of my really churchy-fied friends. Let me see. She was speaking with the caller when I left. Let me see. Okay. I have a question for you, Tracy. In the efficiency, there is a chatter. Now, this is interesting. There's a chatter in the chat room named Jules33. And Jules was wondering if she could ask a question by proxy through me.
Okay.
Or do you need to hear her voice?
No, that'd be fine.
Okay, Jules33, I don't know if it's a guy or girl or what, but Jules33 says, wants to know, can Tracy, hold on, quit moving, chat room. It wants to know, can Tracy tell me what she sees around a potential job? Oh my gosh. It keeps moving. Around a potential job coming up. Jules evidently is looking for a potential job, has some hopes or something, and wants to know what you see surrounding that notion.
Okay.
Jules is a female.
Okay, no problem. And I feel as though there's been an opportunity around Jules that she hasn't been seeing the full potential of, okay? And I feel as though there's a brand new direction that connects to this. But I feel as though this opportunity is still around her. So I don't know whether she's had a job offer or looked at a direction that she's then dismissed. But I feel as though there's more to that particular opportunity than she's perhaps realized. I do feel as though there's a new job coming for her very shortly. And I am seeing finances being tighter than she'd like at the moment. But I feel as though she needs to finish having a declutter and get rid of the things in her life that she doesn't need anymore. So there's a lot of movings on tonight, but I feel as though Jules needs to let go of a load of stuff and move on and embrace this new period that's coming. But I'm seeing job contracts or job paperwork around her, and I'm seeing much more fun and laughter, and with that I feel as though she's going to start to see some of her dreams coming to fruition, because it feels as though she's more focused over the coming months, whereas for some reason it feels like she's lost her focus recently. But that may well just be that she's got fed up with hunting around and not finding anything.
Well, Jules, I mean, I'm looking at you in the chat room, Jules. When you have a response, just type it away, and I'll be happy to relay that. And you can give me a thumbs up, a thumbs down. She said, excellent, thank you. Excellent, thank you.
Super.
I'm going to jump.
Also, was it Sam, the guy that had the heart problems?
Yes.
I've pasted on your Facebook page for Coast to Coast a link to the metaphysical backup to why hearts become full, the arteries block. So he may want to check that out and see if that resonates for him.
Wow. He just asked me if you could tell him the author of the book, and then you started mentioning him. Sam, if you're not a believer, then go and eat some spinach or something. I don't know what to tell you. You talking to me about her, and then she starts talking about you. So, Sam, I don't know. Maybe that's just me being excited. I'm excitable. So check this out, ladies and gentlemen. Write this down. This is very important, okay? I don't say that often, so when I say it, I mean it. It's www.tracyfans.co.uk. That's Tracy Fans. T-R-A-C-Y, Fans, just like dance, but with an F, tracyfans.co.uk. Go visit her website, check that out, and her email address is tracyfans@tracyfans.co.uk. That information is on the website for the show. If you friend me up on Facebook, Drew Pillow Talk, you can get all these wonderful links and all these different like places that I'm at and all that stuff. Anyway, he said... He said, I fucking love y'all. Tell her that. Hey, that's profanity. But it's too late. He made me say that. He made me say that. I don't even know if that's even profanity where you're from. Anyway, I have a caller here. I have a caller.
Okay.
This caller is a little nervous, maybe. Maybe not, but we'll find out. Caller 937-559, what is your name? 937-559, what is your name? Don't be 937-559. You are on the air. You need to speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, I'm putting 937 back on hold because they are not ready. They've been inboxing me with all this. Never mind. Forget you. Okay, we have another caller, 614-887. What's your name, caller?
Daryl McGee.
Daryl, what's up?
How you doing, Drew?
Hello,
Tracy.
Hi, Drew. I'm not Drew. Oh, God. I've lost the
Hi,
plot.
Hi, Tracy.
How are
Daryl?
You?
Oh, I'm
Daryl,
fine.
Sorry.
I have a quick, a quick question. I'm not going to lie. You know, I used to be more like a skeptical person, like you guys speak about. But more and more as I listen to you guys at night, I'm really starting to get into what you're saying and starting to understand some things. But one thing I heard you guys talk about a few minutes ago is when you mentioned, I believe Drew mentioned it first, maybe, we were talking about spirituality. And, you know, exactly, and, you know, don't think I'm weird or something, but I really don't know exactly what spirituality is, because when I think about spirituality, I think about religion. So is there a way for you to separate the religion aspect of spirituality, or exactly what is spirituality?
Okay. My understanding of the spirituality may be completely different from other people's, but it's the emotional content of it. It's not the dogma, okay? So it's not the church preaching to us about what's what and what we should do. And spirituality is the essence of it. And generally, I don't get involved in the religious aspects of it, because I'm not a religious person. In fact, I normally steer away from any organized religion. But for most people that I work with, the spirituality is the search for the sacred. It's anything apart from the ordinary. It's I don't know. It's the mystical. It's the psychology of it. It's everything except the dogma is the easiest way to explain it. I know that's not very clear. What does it mean to you?
Well, see, I wasn't sure exactly. And the reason, I was asking it, because, well, like I said, I just wasn't sure. But one thing, I was really thinking about it a lot today because, for example, I'm going to ask you something else. Like, you know, my love life basically is like a train wreck. So I'm not going to. And, like, the person, I had been talking to a lady I was talking to for the last year and a half, basically. We're not actually officially together, just talking. And, you know, I just found out today, basically, she's a liar. And, you know, short detail, I mean, you only want to talk to me when you want something or you want me to do something for you. And that's basically the only time you want to acknowledge me. Any other time, you basically just want to ignore me.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like we dated the same girl.
I would say don't take that personally, which I'm sure is exactly what you have done, because the problem lies with her. She is needy and at the same time doesn't want to commit. You know, she needs the fulfillment and the emotional connection, but she doesn't want to give of herself. She wants to take. Okay, and that to me would tell me that there's obviously been a history there where she's been created into who she is today. And all you need to do from here is allow your intuition to tell you if you're barking up the wrong tree again. So it would be interesting if you were able to go back a year and think, you know, did my intuition go, you know, be careful, or was it you just went straight in there? But everything does happen for a reason. So there is something in there that you will have learned, apart from to steer clear of needy women. There is something in there that you will have gained from that will be useful going forwards. So have you had a similar situation before to this?
Oh, yes. I mean, I just had a divorce last year. I got married in, like, February 2005. I left my wife the following year, like February, March, you know, 2006. And actually, I should have had the divorce a long time ago, but I actually just had divorced last July, last year. So, I mean, you are correct. I have had that. And she was worse. My wife was just, that's a total loss. But, I mean, she was just the worst. And
right.
So you're actually right. So I've had that experience before.
Right, so this lesson that you're supposed to learn here is the lesson that you can't keep repeating this, okay? So until you identify what it is that keeps drawing you to these people like a magnet, you will keep doing the same thing. We've all had friends who date the wrong people and we think, oh my God, here we go again, you know. And until they see the issue and break the cycle, they will keep attracting the same people. So do you need to feel needed? What is it that is making you be drawn to these people? To me, it feels like an insecurity and a need to be emotionally secure and feel rooted. But you're looking for it from people that they need you, but they don't want you necessarily, if that makes sense. And actually, you need to look for people that want you, but don't necessarily need you in their life, because there's a big difference. Okay, so they want you for who you are, not what you can do for them.
Oh, wow.
And that's the big difference here.
Wow, man, that's shocking. I don't know what to say. It's so shocking because you're saying
I know what to say.
Perfectly.
I know what to say. I want to say thanks, Daryl, for calling in. And, you know, I related so much to that. It was like, if I wanted to hear that, I could ask the question myself. We have such similar paths, you know. And, Tracy, what you shared for him, I was really writing that down because that's my story too. So I really hope that it benefited you, Daryl, as much as it benefited me to hear that. Because we do have to look at, you know, what can we learn and what's the part we play in things, you know, and what is it about us? You know, it's easy to say that one. I'm the common
denominator. Well, I'm glad I helped you both.
You know? Yeah. So, whew, Tracy, you must be getting tired. Let's take a break. Thanks, Derek. Take a break, and let's talk about Tracy. Tracy, your website. You got a website?
Yeah.
I keep talking about it. What's going on with your website? What if I was to go there right now, what's there?
Well, there's a bit of everything on there at the minute. You've got a little bit about me and how I work. You've got details of the readings that I do and some of the events that I've got on in the UK because I organise a lot of outside events. And there's links to other people that I feel can give people information they need. So there's different websites on there. And then there's some testimonials from people who've had readings with me. So there's a bit of everything. And I've also got my blog on there where I post anything that I feel would be of interest. Like I mentioned earlier on about those two meditations I did that were really mind-blowing. And I put those on there. Because, again, a bit like the reading I just did for Daryl, where you got something out of it, by me having that meditation experience and posting it, someone else may just get something from it. And even if it's only one small kernel, then it's been worthwhile.
Okay. I didn't expect you to abruptly stop like that. Usually I can gauge people's voices. So you caught me. I was typing some stuff on Facebook and chatting in the chat room. I have my next question ready. Definitely go to the website, experience this. Check this out, see it. It's all there, right? But what I want to know and what I'm getting, you know, chatted up about is the services. Like, are you available beyond calling into shows like this for private sessions and things like that, and are you affordable? And by you being so far away in the UK, does that kind of inhibit the connection, or does it make it harder to read people? And I just wanted to say to that, like, I've talked to Tracy, and she's in the UK right now, and I'm not, and she has hit me dead on. Like, if she didn't hit me right, then I wouldn't even be talking to her. But she really shared some really good things with me, and you're seeing it happen right now. So, Tracy, and we've done Skype together, which is so cool because you can see her, and she wears her hair really nice. So, Tracy, are you affordable, and, do you take United States money too?
My readings start at £20 for 20 minutes. I'm not quite sure what that comes out at in dollars, but I think it's like $35, something like that. So I'm not 100% sure on the conversion rate. It's $30 and 90 cents if you want to be bang on. It just depends how long you want. So, you know, you can have 20, 30, 40, 60 minutes, however long your budget allows. I also do email readings and obviously Skype readings, as you've said. And there truly is no distance in spirit. You know, I've read for clients in Australia, Hong Kong, America, Canada, pretty much most countries where you've got access to all of the technology. There really is no distance in spirit, so you'll get exactly the same reading as if you were going for a face-to-face reading with someone in your town. I recently taught tarot to a lady in the States, That was interesting because it was a real big time difference. So it was 10 o'clock at night here when I was teaching, which I'm not a night owl particularly. So the time difference is the only stumbling block, really, because I have to fit it around my other commitments. But, yeah, you know, if anybody wants a reading, they can email me or they can Facebook me. However, they need to get in contact, and we'll work something out with the diary if they want a reading. And mostly I use Skype for those readings because I can record it and email you a copy of the reading too. And I teach tarot and Reiki via Skype as well. So,
wow, so
a bit of everything.
So you can not only get the benefits of being a client, but you can also get the expert instruction that can take you to the next level so you can help yourself and other people like me. You can be a guest. Okay. Oh, man. Sunshine May. Shout out to Sunshine May. She held on for 34 minutes, and she couldn't hold any longer, and she had to go. But she was loving it, and she's so jealous of the people that got through. And I also want to send a shout out to all the people that are holding. Like, we got a call that's been holding for 42 minutes, 58 seconds. 43 minutes, 1 second, 2 seconds, it's going. Hey, we're going to let you hold for the whole show. No, we're not going to set a record. We're actually going to bring you on next because we appreciate you being so patient. And that's what we'll do. And gosh, you know what? I get a lot of enemies because of these shows. It's like, I was holding forever. And I was like, dude, there's only so many people can get on. So call first and text me your number, and then I'll know. But anyway, caller from, like, I guess they're calling from Skype and bring you in.
Okay.
But once again, if you check the chat room, it's www.tracyfans.co.uk. As you heard, the price is right. I mean, you can't afford not to do it. And $36, come on, we spend that at a night of getting started drinking. That's not even good drinking. That's just getting started drinking, okay? So get some direction, get some clues. This is the most important and beautiful journey of your life, and this is just the journey of your life. For me, I mean, look at what's happened to me. You guys have been watching me. In the last year, I have changed into something totally different. And it's because of people like Tracy and just be having the courage to take these steps and move in this direction and find out what lies ahead. Let the fear go. Okay? All right. So calling from Skype, 111-1111. That's all I see on the switchboard, but you're on the air. Tell me something about you. Where are you from? Where are you calling from? Who are you?
Hey. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Trish. I'm calling from Maryland, and I've been really enjoying the show.
Hey, Trish from Maryland.
My question for you, Tracy, is I just relocated to this area, and I was wondering if you kind of what you were getting about the relocation. I've had a lot going on just trying to figure out if it's all going to, I guess, work out and smooth out.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Trish.
You're welcome.
The first thing I get with you is that this move wasn't just about, oh, I'm bored, I'm going to move properties. This move seems to have been quite a major thing for you. And
yes.
At the same time, I feel as though I want a big weight coming off of you. I feel as though there's a more lighthearted feeling coming in around you because of that move. So are you aware of that?
No, I feel like the weight's still on me, but I look forward to it being lifted.
Well, it's definitely coming because I feel as though there's a lot of thought and planning gone into this. This wasn't a whim that you decided to move. And I feel as though I want a complete new start around you. This is the beginning of a much better era for you. But I feel as though you're not feeling that decision yet. So do you still wonder whether you've made a mistake or something?
Sometimes I do, yeah.
Mm. To me, it feels like you need to let go of those doubts and those fears. But I also see that there's other people's thoughts and feelings around you. So are you? Is this more that you've done it for other people or that you're worrying what other people think?
Well, I relocated for a new job, so I'm, you know, just want to make sure that was right and, you know, I meet their expectations.
Well, I'm not seeing any issues there. If anything, I'm seeing the opposite. I'm seeing a much more hopeful feeling around you, much more optimism, and I'm seeing you being able to really go for your dreams. And I feel as though I want a bit more travel around you as a result as well, but I don't know that this is work travel. I feel as though this is probably personal. So it feels like there's talk of a holiday coming up in the next few months. I also feel with you that there's new goals and plans coming in as a result of this job. So it feels as though you've got a bit of a blank slate at the moment as to what you actually want from life at this point. But I feel as though things are going to settle down over the next couple of months and you'll start to really feel that you have made the right decision, that you are in the right place and that this has been a good thing. So it just needs to settle down. How long ago did you actually move?
6 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, real early days. And you probably haven't even emptied all the boxes yet, have you?
No, actually I haven't. My other question was, you know, assuming all that works out, is there a relationship in this new location?
Okay. And, you know, what I'm getting here is the fact that you haven't unpacked those boxes is symptomatic of the fact that you're not sure whether you've done the right thing and whether you're staying. Okay. But I definitely feel as though you are. Okay.
There you go. Confirmation. Trish, how do you feel about that?
Well, there's definitely some truth to that. And well, part of it is because I haven't officially moved all my stuff down here. But no, you're right. I've been lazy about it. For some reason, I just haven't taken everything out of the boxes.
You will. Don't worry. That'll be a sign that you've accepted that you're in the right place and you're doing the right thing. In terms of relationships, I feel as though there's some healing or some letting go of a situation around you that's still needed. Would you understand that?
I would.
And what I feel is that this new direction that you've decided to take on the job front is meant to bring you to the person who's supposed to come into your life, okay? Now, I feel as though this person isn't that far away. But I feel as though this person's going to be quite different from the men that you've been attracted to previously, okay? This person feels like they're a little bit more hands-off and distant. They don't need to control or be in your pocket. They're quite comfortable just saying, look, you know, I'm here if you need me. You get on with what you need to. But they're not. It's not lack of interest that makes them act that way. So in the past, have your partners needed to be like the center of your attention and the center of your world?
Yeah, no, you're spot on. That's actually what's driven me crazy.
Well, you are going to find it hard when this person comes along, because I can see you going, okay, you know, they're not ringing me every 5 minutes. They're not texting me every 30 seconds. Does that mean they're not interested? Oh, my God, what have I done wrong? And you're going to go into overanalyzing mode, okay? And that is literally because you've been conditioned by those past relationships, okay? So don't worry about the fact that they don't need to talk to you every second of every day and they don't want to know where you're going all the time. If you say, oh, I'm going out with the girls, it'd be like, oh, okay, then, well, you know, give me a call if it's not too late when you get in. And you're like, really? You're not going to want to know where I'm going, who I'm going with, and check what I'm wearing. You know, you're going to feel like you're a little bit out in the cold because they're not so close up against you. But it isn't a sign that they're not interested. They're just so much more laid back, which is exactly what you need.
Wow.
So,
well, there's another spot on right there for Tracy. I think you can
yeah,
score.
No,
I think
you
can score. It's Tracy 12, yeah. Naysayers minus 463. Trish, you were saying? Trish, go ahead.
I was saying, well, I'm not a naysayer. She won me over after the first caller or two. But I just wanted to let her know that I truly appreciated everything she said and the fact that she comes on radio shows and takes the time to do this.
Oh, thank you, Trish.
Oh, Trish, you're awesome. She had me at hello. You had me at hello, Tracy. You're awesome. You're so awesome. It's so much fun being on the show with you. I feel almost like I'm like special just because I'm sitting here next to you. I have the power to sit next to Tracy virtually across the pond. Anyway, maximizing the time. I think we might have time for one more because I don't know. I don't want to, you know, burn Tracy out and then she's like, Drew, I'll never come on your show again. Like, that was rude. But let's try one more if that's okay with you, Tracy. You got room for one more?
Yep, go for it.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying there's only one more person in the queue because there is not. There are tons of people, and they really want to experience Tracy. So listen, if you want to experience Tracy, if you there's two categories, right? There's those who have experienced it, and you should probably check out more. Go to tracyfans.co.uk, tracyfans.co.uk. And if you didn't get an opportunity to experience Tracy Fans tonight and you want to know, the price is right, dude. Check it out. Tracyfans.co.uk. Go to the website. Even if you just go to the website, go and click it. I want to see the numbers surge. I want her to say, dude, there were people just like clicking. I got traffic just because you, Drew. It makes me look good. It makes me look good. Even though I look really good already, it still makes me look better. But it makes you look good, and it could help you. So let's see. I'm going to go into my crystal ball, and I'm going to reach way back. I'm going to reach Sunshine. Sunshine, are you with us?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Sunshine, you're on
Hello,
with Tracy.
Hello, Drew Pillow.
And Sunshine! Hey, Sunshine, you're on with Tracy Fans. I know, you know, it's awesome to be talking to me, but tonight we're going to pass on my awesomeness. We're going to talk to Tracy Fans. Tracy Fans, clairvoyant medium. Check her out. Ask her a question. Experience Tracy Fans.
All right, Tracy.
Hi there, Sunshine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. So how can I help?
What I'm wondering, I'm having some serious career. I need some serious career advice.
Okay, let's have a little look and see what's going on there then.
Well, I have 2 degrees in college, and I'm just working somewhere that I don't want to work, and I just don't know where to go next with my career because I don't feel like I'm in the right place.
Okay, I would wholeheartedly agree with you that you're not in the right place. I feel as though the goals that you originally set yourself are not what you want anymore. So it doesn't mean that you took the wrong path. It just means you weren't meant to stay there. And I feel as though what's been happening is that you've kind of outgrown your life as it stands, but you haven't been ready to acknowledge that it's time to move on. But it feels as though that has changed recently, and you're very much thinking, right, okay, I want new things, I want new pastures, I want new challenges. And I feel as though you're right to look in a completely different direction, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel as though there's been something going on around work that you've not been speaking out about because it feels as though there's thoughts and emotions that are still stuck with you. So is there someone or something at work that's kind of getting up your nose a bit?
Well, I mean, I've always been a server, and I just always, you know, like I've been in college for 6 years. I have 2 degrees. I have a master's degree. And I'm just not doing what I want to do, and I don't know what it is that I want to do, but I finally got like a quote-unquote adult job, and mm-hmm. it's not using my degree. I feel like I'm not, you know, using my full potential, but I just don't feel like I'm doing what I need to do, and I don't know
okay.
what I need to do.
Right. I would say that you need to be looking more at the things in life that interest you. Where are you drawn? Okay? Because you may not know what you specifically want, but you'll know what interests you and what leaves you cold. Okay? And it doesn't have to involve those degrees. The degrees may just be to show your employer that you can knuckle down and study and work and learn, okay? It isn't always about going into a related field.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can ask your angels and your loved ones who are in spirit to send you some clues about what it is you're supposed to be doing. Because I feel as though I want better times around you financially. I feel as though I want life to get a lot easier. But I feel as though you're not very good at putting your needs first. And I feel as though that needs to change. So, you know, stop trying to be all things to all people and start focusing on you, because you're the main person in your life, okay? Now, I feel as though you've been named Sunshine for a reason, and I feel as though you are that ray of sunshine to a lot of people, okay? So, out of interest, do you find that a lot of people that you know come to you with their problems?
Used to be, so.
Because it feels to me as though in you is the healer, and that healer wants to be expressed. But it feels to me as though you got tired of it, or you got fed up with being the healer, and you kind of shut that side of you down. And you need to open up that empathic, intuitive side of you so that you can breathe and you can be that ray of sunshine, okay? I also feel as though I want you doing a line of work where you're enabling people, where you're helping people, okay? I don't necessarily feel that I want you, like, nursing, for instance. I feel as though I want you more in the mental side of it, so counseling, empowering people who've got either learning or physical difficulties and disabilities. I feel as though your heart needs more fulfillment than it's getting. Would you understand that?
Yes, I do. I feel like I'm not doing at all what I should be doing with my life. I feel like I'm unfulfilled and I don't know what I want to do.
If it's any consolation, I spent nearly 40 years trying to figure it out, and I still don't know where I am. But I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and I've opened it to the universe and said, okay, show me what I'm supposed to be doing. So, you know, if you ask the universe for clues, if you come across 10 physiotherapists, then maybe you're supposed to be in a field relating to physiotherapy. If you come across a load of teachers, then maybe you're supposed to be in teaching of some kind. So it's a matter of opening your eyes and ears and seeing the patterns that are around us. You know, if you keep coming across the same company name, get on their website and see what HR's got on offer. I don't know what you guys call it. We call it human resources. You know, so look and see what it is that they have on offer, because maybe that company keeps cropping up for a reason, okay? But I definitely feel as though I want you in a job where you're giving emotionally and receiving back emotionally. Not because you want, oh, isn't Sunshine wonderful, isn't she great? You just enjoy giving. And I feel as though that point that caused you to stop giving so much has actually been detrimental to you. It's like someone's switched off the sunshine, okay? But I do feel as though over this next few months, I want you figuring out what it is you want and what you need to do to make it happen. So this isn't going to go on for too much longer, because your quality of life feels so poor to you that you just don't want it anymore. Okay, So again, you're at that point where you're going to make changes come to you because you've just had enough.
Sunny Bunny, what's your verdict? Thumbs up or thumbs
you
down?
You call me Sunny Bunny. It was very, very accurate, actually.
Okay. There it is. That's what's
up. I'm quite skeptical, but that was very spot on, actually.
Spot on is the phrase of the night, spot on. And once again, here we are with the scorekeeping. That's Tracy Fans, 8,972.5 naysayers. Get out of town. Sunny Bunny, we appreciate you. I want you to have a wonderful night. Appreciate you being a first-time caller. Thank you very much. See you soon. That was Sunny Bunny. I just made up a name. That was Sunshine. I like that. Spot on. So, Tracy, I had a lot of fun. I mean, there was a lot of callers. Callers, if you didn't get a chance, you know, next time when we advertise, you call in a little bit earlier, and maybe you can get up front. Or if you email me some money, I can push you in you know, head of the line. No, I'm actually not. But you said something at the beginning of the show, Tracy, and it was so important, and it was like that messages are not always just for the person that is being directed to. I mean, and I found myself connecting with a lot of the information that you shared with different callers tonight. Not all of it, you know, but some of it. I was like, that's me. So
yeah.
If you were listening tonight and you felt the connection to some of these messages, if this resonated with you, it was because it was for you also, right?
Definitely, definitely.
Yep.
And I was proved wrong tonight. I said earlier in the show that, you know, 99% of the people that go for readings are ladies, and I think it was a high percentage of guys tonight.
Yeah. Guys, welcome, represent. You know, somebody told me that during this time that a lot of people are calling the ascension, they said that this is a time where feminine energy is dominant. You know, that there's going to be a lot of feminine energy that is taking, you know, leading the way in this whole ascension process. I don't know if you subscribe to that belief or if you've heard about that, but they said that a lot, this is the time when the feminine energy, because it has been male dominated for so long, that females, the feminine energy is moving into dominance in terms of waking up and being open and evolving. And when you said that about the women being more open to this, I thought that was, you know, some really solid confirmation. But, you know, I'm a guy, and team guys, we are representing too. We will not be left behind. We might come in small numbers, but we're coming. And we'll definitely follow you wherever you go, Tracy, because you are the awesomeness. You're the queen of awesome. You put the all in awesome.
Oh, you say the nicest things.
I know. If I could just read like you, I'd be awesome too. I want to do
you
a
will.
Reading. I want to do a reading for
okay.
you, Tracy.
Okay.
People don't know, like, I've been trying to work on my talents because, as Tracy said, we all have them. You just have to put in the effort to kind of develop them, and there's some techniques that work, and Tracy has advised me, you know, and some things, some matters. I have it all recorded, so I'm going to read you, Tracy, and it's
okay.
short and sweet. It's just a short, sweet thing. It's I see that you will be successful, as you already are, but you will continue to be because you have the clear vision to understand that that in our journey, we should follow our hearts and do what fulfills us. And you have the courage to follow that path, and the path that you are taking, it brings a lot of joy and a lot of fulfillment to others. And if that makes you happy, then you're on the right path. It seems that you enjoy what you do, and you're an awesome talent, and I can't see anything changing. I can only see it getting better. And and I love your hair. And
you have this fixation with my hair.
I love your hair, and I love your accent. I mean, I love your hair almost as much as I love your accent. You know, typically when I have, like, super awesome, talented people on the air, I usually ask if I could get a reading, and I always go first. I'm like the, you know, official guinea pig. But tonight I did it different. Surprise. I wanted to, but, you know, I guess maybe I'm selfish. I always want to think about me. I wonder if you could answer a question for me.
Okay.
Okay, because people, like, I live out loud, you know, I kind of expose myself in the Facebook arena, you know, I don't know why, but I do, and people that know, they know, like, I got this whole relationship evolution thing that I'm trying to go through. It's like I've gone from being a serial monogamist to being a person that is trying to be single and hold out to find somebody that's uber-duber, super-duper special. And it's not
okay.
the most comfortable experience. So, you know, I almost want to ask, like, give me a date, time, and a location to be at so I can meet this woman of my dreams and tell me her name, and you can give me her phone number, too. But I know it doesn't work like that. But
okay. Well, I could say you need to be in the right time at the right place for the right person. How's that?
Hey, I'm here and I'm now. So maybe that's a – but what I do want to ask you – is Like, let's see. I don't know. What's in the cards for me? If you can see anything, you know, because I'm kind of just going with the flow. I don't know what's coming. I'm just embracing it as I get there. So
okay.
If you see anything in the cards for me, a little heads up. I appreciate it.
Oh. Well, I feel as though you've ended a difficult period in recent months, so that's a big plus point. The downside for you is that there's so much more of you to come. You've got so much more depth and talent than you give yourself credit for. But I feel as though you're allowing yourself to hold Drew back, okay? And I feel as though part of this relates to issues that you had in the past, and they've created too much doubt and fear within you. So you need to get rid of those doubts and fears and just be, I guess. But I feel as though there's so much more to come for you, and especially on the spiritual level, I do feel as though there's a lot more growth there for you. But I'm also seeing that your hopes and your dreams, your wishes, you're holding yourself back there as well. So you need to learn to focus your efforts to get the most back. Okay, so work smarter, not harder, because I'm seeing new ideas around you, work and finances. That's going to make life a lot easier for you.
Gosh, so, I don't know if I'm happy or if I'm not happy. But you know what? Today, now tell me if this is moving in the right direction, because today, or actually yesterday, I made a decision. I said I'm going to employ a hypnotist to hypnotize me to become more disciplined, so that I can pursue some of the things that I've been trying to pursue, but I'm not as disciplined as I would like to be. So, I mean, that was just like trying to streamline and become more efficient in my endeavors. Is that like a bad idea, cop out, or is that like something that actually may work for me? Why am I asking all these questions? I should be giving you some kudos and not be taxing you so much, right?
No, you're fine. I just feel that you need that discipline. You need to be more regimented in your focus, but you need to be less regimented with your emotions and your intuitive side. So it's changing the mix of who you are, okay? But I feel as though if you can allow your logical side and your conscious self to step aside, you'll achieve so much more. So it's balance. It's knowing when you need to be Mr. Logical, Mr. Businessman, Mr. Disciplined, and when you need to be Mr. Fluffy Psychic. And, you know, this is a struggle that sometimes people around me see, because I've always been a businesswoman. I was a financial advisor before I was doing this full time. So, you know, very different to what I'm doing now. And I've had to learn to readjust that businessy side of me to go with my intuitive side. So you're just recalibrating. It's like you're playing with the spectral analyzer and getting the balances right. But you will do it. And, you know, part of that is that you need to be more regimented and more focused than you've been. But you haven't got to go totally the other way into, like, being a control freak.
I just got to I appreciate the direction. And that's something that I will, you know, make a soundbite of this and play it in my play it over and over again and really allow it to sink in. Because that says a lot, you know, and it's... And it's big, so I need to really, like, internalize that and make it something specific so it can be tasks. It's hard, man. It's hard. But thank you for giving me directions. I want to practice it. I want to get better. Anyway, I want to say something. I got a comment. Sunshine just texted and said, Drew, why did you call me Sunny Bunny? That's crazy. Only my mom has ever called me that.
There you go. You picked that up intuitively.
I said, I'm working on my psychic abilities. Ha, 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 sunshine. So not only did we, you know, we're like, so this is such an impressive show. So Sunny Bunny, a.k.a. Sunshine, who's a first-time caller and an absolute skeptic, as she admitted. I think she's thoroughly convinced.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Now she's like, we should do more psychic things. She's excited. So, Tracy... I definitely, not only are you like the wow factor in terms of just pure entertainment. I mean, my show, like my callers are like insane right now. But, I mean, your talent level is so inspirational. I mean, I so want to be like you. I absolutely do. And it encourages me when I try hard and I don't get the results that I want. It inspires me to keep going because, you know why? Because Tracy said that this is doable. So I just want you to know that, like, your influence is probably more far-reaching than we know. I bet there's more people like me that say, you know what, because you said that we all can do this, that it sparks something in us that kind of erodes the doubt away and encourages us to keep trying, you know. So I really appreciate you and the impact you've had on my life personally. And I, on behalf of everyone that called in tonight and got something, got an opportunity to experience you, I just want to give you a humongous you're awesome and thank you. And I got something else for you, a sound effect. Yeah. So, Tracy, tell us once again, your website is tracyfans.co.uk. It's hot.
Yep.
They can find out more about you, check out the blog, get lots of information. They can connect with you via email, Skype. There's a variety of ways that you can connect with Tracy personally without all of us listening, and you can set something up and get the benefits. And if you get her on Skype video, check out her hair. I'm telling you, it's nice. It's really nice. Really nice.
You
Tracy,
are nuts.
I've been following you on Facebook. You've been doing a lot of venues. This year's been an exciting, prosperous year for you. Do you have more coming up? You want to tell us about your year? Let's just take a little time to talk about you.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Where to start? We've got quite a few psychic evenings coming up where we go out to different venues and people come along and have readings. We've got a big psychic fair that we're organizing in October, which is in a beautiful, stately home in the countryside of Kent. And that's a really big event. It's on all day, and then we've got an evening of clairvoyance where myself and a couple of friends will get up and do the audience bit like John Edward does. So that's our big one of the year. We've also got quite a few other smaller venues coming up. And I'm just really letting the universe send me whatever it is it wants me to be doing. I'm trying not to control it too much or dictate, because the universe seems to have its own idea of what it wants from me. And every time I try and resist it, it just doesn't like it. So I'm just giving in and going with the flow. And I'm just really, you know, reading for people, teaching people, helping people understand how this all works. And just really anything that it takes to get the word out there, because there's still so many people who don't understand or don't really grasp what it is that we do, but yet they're interested. And there's a huge interest in the public for information on this. I can't really think what else we've got coming up, to be honest, but there's lots of plans in the pipeline, and hopefully one day I'll fetch up in the States.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, you know what would be so cool is if, you know, maybe a little bit of time, a little bit from now, you know, some of us listeners and cool people, friends, fans, countrymen, we could get together, rally up, get us, you know, organize a trip, and let's all, you know, bum rush Tracy's crib in the UK, baby. And, you know, no, well, we'll get our own hotel rooms, but maybe we can all get together and fly out, man. You know, when's the last time you've been out to the UK, you know? And if you have been, it's been too long. Let's get together. Let's go out there and let's hang out with Tracy and her hair, and we can enjoy, you know, just being in the presence of a beautiful person and an awesome talent. Tracy Fance, it's been my pleasure to have you as a guest tonight. You're wonderful. I mean, I don't pay money, but I definitely pay compliments. And And it's real easy to give them to you because they're well deserved. So that's it for our show. If you want to have any parting remarks, you can say them now or forever hold your peace. And it's really late there, isn't it? What time is it?
Oh, well, actually, it's really early. It's 4:30 in the morning, so I'm going back to bed when we finish.
She's going to bed.
Yeah, I'm not real good. I'm a morning person, but this is even early by my standards. But I love coming on your show. Everyone's always so welcoming, and I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. And if compliments were dollars, I would be a millionaireess.
Millionaireess, that's right, because you're the bomb. So that's it from Drew in the U.S. and Tracy in the U.K. I want you to, once again, did I tell you guys the website? Did I? I probably didn't, but I'm going to say it. So if you've been waiting, here it is, tracyfance.co.uk. Easy. All right, check that out. Appreciate you, everyone on Blog Talk Radio, everyone from Facebook, and everyone in the future that will be listening from on the various apps and websites, including YouTube. So thanks you all. Have a wonderful evening, and we are out of here. Let me find that little beautiful music that we play. Here we go. Night, Tracy. Coast to
Night.
Coast Internet Radio presents.
We are at the beginning of a new age. A new age of awareness, transformation. People are ascending, elevating. Energy levels are rising. We are emerging from the darkened places into the light. Spiritual Awakenings is here to assist you in your evolution, shining a light on your purpose and supporting you in living an authentic life. Hosted by Moon Priestess and Drew Pillow.